Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And yesterday was a big day for me and my wife, Lindsay. We officially closed. We actually were able to close on our first ever house. And you can check out the cool photo we have up on our Instagram. It's Joe and McKenzie. But I'll tell you what, there were conspiring things to make it not possible to close yesterday. McKenzie, have you ever actually like owned a house? Have you went through that process or you just rented?
Oh, yeah. No. I owned many houses before. And
okay.
Then I actually, it was weird. I had my first renting experience when I moved to the West Coast. So I've experienced both. I see pros and cons to both. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
That's very exciting.
Did you ever have any hiccups in the process of closing, like to actually buy a house?
Yeah, I mean,
for you?
And it depends how you do it. If you put the percentage down,
yep.
And there's a lot of things that need to just go through. It's a time of uncertainty. It's exciting but stressful.
I was all set. Last minute, 4 p.m. closing yesterday.
Right.
And we get an email like during the show yesterday, my wife and I, and it's like, hey, we're all set except we've been trying for 4 days to verify Joe's employment with Radio Now, and nobody from the corporate office is returning our calls. I'm like, interesting.
You were like, here, listen to all the shows I do every day.
I'm like,
legit work there.
I'm like, am I no longer employed? What's going on? So
that's
I
weird.
Try, and it's weird. Our company has it because our corporate offices are in like DC, that area, and we're in Indian and Houston. So they won't let the local offices or stations verify because we have like an HR person here. Couldn't do it. I'm like, well, that sucks. Okay. Mm. So they give me a person to try to reach out to. They're on vacation. The person it says to reach out to, it's like, hey, if you need to, that person was out sick yesterday.
Oh, no.
I don't know how it worked, and I hope they don't hear this. I think technically, eventually it got done. I think it was the receptionist at our corporate office that verified my employment, but she wasn't
really?
With HR. So I could have had them call you. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, yes, Joseph works for Radio Now.
No,
yes.
I would have been like, never heard of him.
Never know. Nope. Oh, we've had a lot of fraud with this guy. So no, but okay, that's cool. That part's done. Now my main question is, what is the party that we have? Like, I've heard of like stock the bar party. What do you do? Don't
yes.
you have a party where everybody comes over? Because that's what I want to get into. That's what I want to do.
You have a home welcoming party, and then we'll do a stock the bar for sure.
No, what's expected of that? Like, am I supposed to like set out food and appetizers? Like, no, I'm saying does everybody bring something to pass? Don't laugh at me.
No,
I've never owned a
laughing.
Home.
I thought you were joking.
No, I don't know, but I'm excited. I can't wait to everybody over.
So I'll bring you, everyone will probably bring you a housewarming gift, so something really fun. And
okay.
then if you want to make it the theme of like stock the bar, then it will be booze and liquor. Yeah, and then we just have like little apps and we get to see your new place and
pop in. Yeah, you don't have
in.
To like cater.
Yeah, you don't need to go like big. I mean,
but,
you can.
Yeah, if you want to.
We'd like it if you did.
Yeah,
yeah,
it can
yeah.
be, you know, like chill, like some charcuterie, you know, maybe some like veggies or something. Like, it doesn't have to be like
hummus
out like crazy. And then like we can, if you want it to be a stock the bar, then we can all bring that. Or if you want it to be a diaper party, I've heard of a diaper party, but normally that's with babies.
We don't have a baby.
Well then, so we'll do stock the bar.
Do we have a baby?
If you have a baby, when you have a baby, you should totally do a sip and see. It's so darling. So you wait till the actual baby's there, and then people come, and you sip and see the baby.
I like that. We can just pretend. Maybe false pregnancy. We'll do it right there. Now, I'm wondering also, does anybody know anything about a Ring doorbell? Our realtor was cool, and she gave us a couple, like a gift basket, but she gave us like a Ring doorbell. I realized our house doesn't have an actual, like, ding dong, doesn't have a doorbell.
So I think like
it's not wired electrically to have that.
Isn't the Ring one the one that also has like the camera?
Yes, but I'm wondering though, do you have to have a Ring camera like hooked up to an actual electrical thing for it to go ding dong? Intern Chloe's shaking her head. Do you know anything about it, Intern Chloe?
Chloe Money says yes.
Tell us more.
Yes. So my parents have one, and
okay.
that one is hooked up through the electrical, but you can get ones that don't need to be wired in because. When I lived in an apartment on my campus, that some people had them like just stuck to their doors.
Okay, but does it actually have like a dinger or a ringer inside though? That's like it connects.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can,
cool.
Yeah.
My dog's gonna love that.
Have you brought the doggies over?
Acclimated
no. to their new home.
Today is the day we're having Elizabeth, who's an amazing cleaner. I think she cleaned your place too.
Yes, but she was over last night.
How'd she do?
She was awesome. And I tell you, because you're okay, so I have Joe's cleaning, amazing woman. And I left her because I had to go to a hair appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I trusted
Were
her.
You nervous?
I'm like, here's my key. I mean, yeah, just because I don't know
her. Of course. But,
everything's immaculate. She's amazing.
I love it. I love coming home and she's like,
love you, Elizabeth.
Smells so good. But yes. No, she's going to get the house that we're moving out of today. And then she's also going to, actually, I think she's not going to do it. She's going to do the new house today that we're moving into because, I don't know, is it customary when you, and I'm not talking smack about the people, but the house is kind of dirty. Like when they left, I thought they'd clean it up. Like when I leave an apartment, obviously I want my security deposit back. That thing is spick and span.
Yeah.
But like, it was kind of dirty.
There's no such thing as a security deposit when you own the house. So.
Yeah, they're like, haha, sucker, you signed the mortgage.
Oh, we're out of here.
I was going to say, it'll be a new deal for you, not because when you rent, I found like, what? If something breaks, I don't
even
you
get gotta me
call
started.
The guy. It's going to be okay.
Please. Do you have money? Can I use my personal finance loan thing for when something goes out? That's what I'm scared about. Ooh, boy. But new opportunities. Do you want me to endorse your window company? Call. You want to be the lawn service company for Joe and Mackenzie? Call.
A garage door opener, please. Call.
Yes, actually, yes, because there's only one garage door opener, and it's a two-car garage. So what are we going to do? So that was the exciting news. I'm so glad you guys get to share with it. And I look forward to having everybody over. It's going to be a really good time. Coming up, we've got Joe's Need to Know News. Well, well, well. How about this big news with Chick-fil-A? A lot of people are actually happy about what they announced yesterday. Does anybody here ever use eyelash extensions? I don't, but
I do. No. Actually, I'm going today.
Okay, Andrew Chloe does too. There's a warning, legit. Not trying to scare you. So I want to make sure if you use eyelash extensions, you might be in danger or
eat
something.
Eat out by this.
And was this a fart or was it something else? This was going viral on Twitter last night from a TV interview. I'll play that audio and we'll get your thoughts coming up after Maroon 5 Memories. Then after that, I'll admit it, my favorite part of the show, Song of the Day. We got a good category. It's all coming up in the next 10 minutes.